everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. Today, I have a fun episode planned for us. Today, we're going to talk about wardrobe malfunctions. And this is a topic that I've been wanting to do for a while. And I just haven't done it yet for whatever reason. But I was a little bit inspired by some of my own events that happened this week. And I will share them with you, I promise, as we go on. But I asked you guys, my listeners on Instagram, to submit your stories. And you guys are always so good. And thank you so much for submitting your stories. I really appreciate it. It makes these episodes possible. I really wanted to say that at the top of the episode, because usually I wait till the end, and I know some people like log off when it's the end. So this way I make sure that you hear how appreciative I am of you guys. So just so you guys know, it is still summer. I've seen whisperings of fall on the interwebs, and it is not fall yet. So put your freaking cardigans away, put your pumpkin spice lattes in the garbage can, and don't you dare get a fall scented candle from Walmart. Not yet. Not yet. It is still summertime. It's still literally 95 degrees outside. And do you guys know that August is one of the hottest months of the year? Like July and August are some of the hottest months for sure. And so I don't understand why we're just jumping into fall. Why do we want to rush through life? You know, why do we want to rush? If we're in summer and we're wishing it for it to be fall, then once we get to fall, we're going to wish for it to be winter. So why not just like be in the month or the season that it is and enjoy it as it is? I think that's what we should do. So, and you guys know, I talked about this in like May about how summer always feels so short. And then here we are in August trying to cut it short again. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to let it happen. So I did, however, forget to sign my children up for fall sports because I've been so focused on summer. So that I do feel bad about. My little girl's been talking about how she wants to play soccer. And last time I signed her up for soccer, she literally screamed bloody murder the entire time. And so this time she keeps being like, I want to play soccer and I won't cry. I won't cry. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have to wait till the spring because mama forgot to sign you up. So sorry about that. I'm trying to think if I have any life updates or anything I really need to get off my chest before we dive into these wardrobe malfunctions. My voice feels a little strained right now just because I did a lot of talking yesterday, and for whatever reason, when I talk a lot, I lose my voice. It's like I don't even have to scream or anything. It's just talking. I think it's because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I do talk to my kids all day long, you know, but like I also spend a lot of time not talking because I'm home. So I don't know. Yesterday I did a lot of talking, and so now my voice is a little bit shot. Also, there's been something in the air. Like, my eyes have been so itchy. Like, I'm not a person who really has terrible allergies in the first place, but my eyes have been itching and watering. Like, it looks like I've been crying sometimes because my eyes are so watery, and I'm over it. That part of summer can go ahead and go away. I'm fine with, you know, the allergy season being gone. That can just leave. The other thing that I want to talk about, I did think of, is give you guys a little update on my contact dermatitis. So if those of you who don't know, those of you who don't follow along on Instagram very closely, I did my own nails at home, and I did like the gel X, I think is what they call it. It's where you put like gel glue underneath basically what looks like a press-on nail, and then you put it on your nail, and then you cure it under a UV light. And I got a new UV light recently, and I've only done my nails with it a couple times. And I think that, because I was talking to some people on Instagram, and they said that that could be it. Did I already talk about this? I'm having like deja vu right now. Maybe I already talked about this on a different episode. Anyway, it got on my skin, my fingers started itching really bad, and I took it off, and my skin started peeling, and it was gnarly. It kept getting stuck on stuff. It didn't like bleed really, it just like was really, really tender, and it's finally stopped peeling. It's starting to heal now. My fingertips are really tender still, but I had definitely had a very mild case. I've talked to a couple people who they had it months and months and months ago, and they're still dealing with it. This only happened like a couple weeks ago, and I'm doing just fine. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that it didn't get any worse, but I am definitely going to be way more careful moving forward. I don't even know if I'm going to try to do gel again just because it was a nightmare the way that it went. But we'll see. Someday I'll probably, you know, it's like childbirth, you know, you go through childbirth, you're like, that was horrible and terrible. I never want to do that again. And then you, you know, a couple years later, you're like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was fine. I could do it again. But then, yeah, so that's probably going to be me. I'm going to look back and be like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I think I can handle it. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys updated if I ever do my own nails again. I don't like having no nails because I just feel, it makes me feel more dainty, I guess, when I have my fingernails done. And I can live without it for sure. Like, there's definitely limiting things that I can't do when I have long fingernails. Like, actually, there's only really one thing. I like to play guitar with my kids, and I can't really do that when I have long fingernails because I can't, like, press down on the strings. So that I can do when I don't have nails, and that's really nice. Let's see, the other thing I wanted to talk about, I already talked about it being summer still. I think that's it. So I'll fill you guys in on what inspired me to do this episode of Wardrobe Malfunctions. So we went to a water park. Actually, I think I've told you guys about our summer bucket list. I'm pretty sure. If I haven't, then I'll just give you a quick rundown. My kids and I, at the beginning of the summer, we wrote down a bunch of things on like this big craft paper and all these things we wanted to do in the summer. And then I have a Polaroid camera. And whenever we do those things, I'll take a picture of it and put it on the paper. And I did not come up with that idea on my own. It was from Pinterest, but it's turning out so cute. And we only have, I think, two things left. So last week we checked off, my kids wanted to go to the aquatic center that's here in our area. And it has water slides and like a big kiddie area and a pool and, you know, obviously a pool, but all the things. And they really wanted to go. So we took them, and my son was begging to go on the water slides, which I was fine with him going. It was fine, but there was one that's like straight down and just kind of like shoots you into the water. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's down. You have to like cross your arms, that one. And then there's one that's like a turny one. I don't know the right word. Spinny, not spinny, but yeah, anyway, it has turns. And that one went really slow. So I was like, why don't you go on that one first? So we go, he goes on it. I follow him down after, like he goes first and then I go after him. And when we're going down, I like panic. It's like my husband at the drive-thru. When I'm giving him my order and he like starts to panic and doesn't know what to say to the people. That's like me at the end of a water slide. I like start to panic and completely forget how to act like a normal person. And I'm like, how am I supposed to make my exit off of the water slide? So I basically did nothing. I just sat and I sunk straight to the bottom, hit my butt on the ground so hard. It hurt pretty bad. And then I got up. I was fine. There was no wardrobe malfunction with the slow slide. The wardrobe malfunction came when I decided that it was okay for my son to go on the fast one. Actually, he went on the fast one with his dad first. And so I was like, okay, whatever. And then he wanted me to go on it too. So he goes first and then I go. And for whatever reason, I didn't cross my legs. And if you are a person, I was going to say a girl, but you know, if you're a guy too, you probably want to cross your legs. And you go down a fast water slide, you need to cross your legs. Okay. Because water gets places if you don't. And it's very, very uncomfortable. Anyway, that's not the wardrobe malfunction either. But I just wanted to let a little PSA for you guys. When you go down a water slide, cross your legs. It's important. Okay? I didn't do that. And I go down the water slide. I get to the very end. And again, I didn't know how to exit. So I just stayed exactly how I was. I like skidded on top of the water. And my swimming suit went so far up my butt crack that it like actually hurt. Like I was a little worried that there would be some damage, you know, to the crack. But as I was going, like skidding across the water, my like legs came up a little bit. I should draw a picture of what it looked like. Anyway, so I'm sure a lot of people got a good old view of my butt crack, and I'm hoping that it was only my butt crack. It didn't feel like anything else was out, but, you know, whatever. So then I had to pick a gigantic wedgie in front of everybody, and I had no choice. I had to pick the wedgie. So, yeah, that was embarrassing, and Oh, my son laughed at me, which he should have for sure. But that's one reason I hate going on water slides is I actually love it. I'm not going to lie. I love like the thrill of it. But fast water slides, oh, I don't want a wedgie. I'm not in for it. I don't want a wedgie. I'm just not feeling it. Okay. Especially a water wedgie. I don't want a water wedgie. Okay. Oh, anyway, so that made me think of some wardrobe malfunctions. And then I got thinking of other times in my life when this has happened to me. And I would say about like 80-85% of all my embarrassing moments involve my wardrobe in one way or another. And it's unfortunate for sure, because wardrobe malfunctions are definitely one of the most embarrassing genres of embarrassing moments, I would say, probably. The other genre would be like, I don't know. Can't think of it. But yeah, definitely one of the more embarrassing things that can happen to a person. So let me tell you, I have told you all about when I went to the OB and she walked in on me while I was still undressing. I'm just going to say it again really quick because I know I have a couple new listeners. One time when I was pregnant, I went to the OB. The nurse was like, okay, takes me into the room, gets all my information, whatever. And then she hands me the little tiny paper cloth and she's like, okay, undress from the waist down and then press the button to let her know you're ready. And usually I like press the button and like sprint back to the bed because I'm like, what if she's waiting right outside the door and she opens it while I'm like walking back to the bed? In my mind, that was the worst case scenario. I was wrong. That's not the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario would be as I'm pulling my pants down, with my butt facing the door, she walks in. No knock, nothing. She just walks in. And I had to like, I like looked at her while my head was upside down. I don't know. It was, so she definitely saw things for sure, which it's not like she wasn't going to anyway. It's just like I had no control over the situation. You know, when I'm in the stirrups, at least I'm like signing on for that. Like I know what's going to happen. When I'm undressing, I don't expect someone to walk in. Like, I should have sued, right? But no, actually, it wasn't that big a deal. It was just embarrassing. And she left quickly, obviously, but she's like, sorry. And when she comes back in, she's like, I'm so sorry. I usually can just walk, like, after my next patient. And I was like, yeah, well, I didn't press the button. And she's like, oh, I didn't even think to look at the light. And I was like, well, you should. That's literally what it's for. There's a light that comes on outside the door that tells you if it's okay to go in or not. So, yeah, she definitely should have looked at the light. And it wasn't my fault. It was not my fault that she saw my booty crack. Okay, not my fault. All right, the next one. I have not told you guys this one for sure. It's not really like wardrobe malfunction. It's like something that got on my wardrobe, but I'm still going to count it, okay? When my first child, he's 7 now, when he was a baby, I went to Kohl's, which, excuse me, management of Kohl's, or whoever I need to talk to. Why don't you have strollers that babies can sit in? Not strollers. Why don't you have carts that babies can sit in? Why not? They just have these stupid little things that look like laundry hampers that you push around with a handle. And so I had to carry him and he was so freaking grumpy. I don't even remember why I went to Kohl's. Like, who goes to Kohl's? Not me. Not anybody that I know. Actually, no. My mom and my sister love going to Kohl's. So sorry, guys. It's just not my store, you know? After this, I think I just had a bad taste in my mouth, okay? And yeah, so my baby was super grumpy. I decided to just give up on the trip and go walk outside back to my car. And one of the workers stops us and she's trying to be nice. I understand. She stops us and tries to give my son a sticker and he like screams bloody murder in her face and is like, absolutely not. I'm not taking that sticker from this lady. He's only like one. He can't talk, but I'm assuming that's what he was thinking. And I was in my mind, I'm thinking like, thank you, but please get out of my way. Like, get out of my way. I'm trying to just save my dignity and go to the car as quickly as I can. And she was kind of making it worse. I'm not going to lie. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. Hopefully you guys have a good day. And I was like, yeah, thank you. Whatever. So I run out to the car and I put him in his seat. And then I notice poop. There's poop. There's poop on my hip. Like, you know where you hold your baby, like you prop him up on your hip? There's poop on it. So like he had a blowout, but it came through like the leg holes, you know? And somehow I got poop on the back of my elbow too. So there's poop on my elbow. And now there's poop on his car seat, and there's poop on him, there's poop on me. And the lady who tried to give us a sticker for sure noticed the poop because I had poop on both sides because I had switched him hips, you know. So that was embarrassing. Anything to do with baby poop is just, I feel like it happens so much where you don't realize your baby had a blowout and you're carrying them or whatever, and all of a sudden you have poop on you. And maybe it's only my children, but I think it happens to more than just me. Or you're out and about and your baby has a blowout and you go look in your diaper bag and you don't have a diaper. Has that ever happened to you guys? Because that happened to me once. I was at the splash park all the way across town. Like, I wanted to go to a bunch of different splash parks in our area. And so I was like, okay, let's go to this one that's really far away because we've never been to it before. So I went there and my baby, he didn't have a blowout per se, but like he was very poopy. And I went to change his diaper and I didn't have another diaper. I did not have. So what did I do? I just cleaned up his bum the best I could. I had wipes, but I cleaned up his bum. And then I put his clothes back on him and we drove away. I just prayed that he wouldn't poop again, and he didn't, or pee, thankfully. But yeah, that happened. I feel like babies definitely contribute to a lot of wardrobe malfunctions in that sense. So the next one that I was thinking of is, this is clear back in high school. And truthfully, I really try to block this one out because it's embarrassing and it's my fault. Like, it was me 100%. Nothing like went wrong, really. Like, it wasn't an accident. It was me. So let me tell you. I really hope the person who is also involved in this doesn't remember. But I went on a date in high school and we decided to go out to like a trampoline park. Those were like really popular when I was in high school to do a date on. So we went out to this trampoline park and I was wearing this shirt that is like a down east. You know those down east shirts that were like tight and they had like little tiny cap sleeves, and most people wore them under like a tank top or something to be more modest or whatever. That's what I was wearing, but I was just wearing that, like just that. It was a black one and I wore it all the time. It was like my favorite shirt. And so, you know, when you guys have a favorite shirt and it starts to get like perma stink, it doesn't happen to me anymore. But like when I was a teenager, that would happen. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me and I just outed how disgusting I am. But anyway, sometimes that would happen where my shirts, I just worn them too much and they just like stunk, and I didn't care. I was like, whatever, I'm still wearing the shirt. Well, I get to the trampoline park. Oh, also, I'm wearing a jacket over top of this shirt that's like a zip-up jacket, but I just had it unzipped. Anyway, I get to the trampoline park, I'm jumping around, and I'm like, what is that disgusting onion smell? Took me a minute to realize that it's me. I smell like raw onions. And I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So you know what I did? This is the stupidest thing. If you're listening and this ever happens to you where you notice that you're really stinky, don't do what I did. Don't do it. It was the wrong choice. I go into the bathroom. I take my shirt off. I just take it off. I take my shirt off. I decide the pits are way too stinky to save. And I washed my armpits because if there was deodorant on them, it wasn't doing its job anyway. So it didn't matter. I washed my pits with soap and water. Thankfully, no one came in. Actually, I think it was a single bathroom. Anyway, I took my shirt off and I just used my zip-up jacket that I had. I zipped it all the way to the top, but then I had a shirt. I had a shirt that I had to, you know, I didn't want to throw it away. I should have thrown it away. That would have been a better idea. Anyway, I stuck it in my jacket pocket and like people could tell my pocket was bulging. Like they could tell something was in my pocket for sure. But yeah, so then I went the rest of the date with no shirt on, and that makes me cringe really hard because that is a weird, weird, weird move. Like, weird girl alert, that was me. I took my shirt off on a date and just wore a jacket. Anyway, I don't think that he knew. I am praying that he's not listening because he might know. But if he does, it's been like 15 years, so it's fine. We're over it. But just so you know, I didn't have a shirt on. He didn't say anything and he didn't act weird or anything, so I'm really hoping that he just didn't know. And yeah, okay. Now that I've publicly embarrassed myself like I do every single episode, let's dive on into your submissions. And this is where, you know, like the meat of the podcast lies. This is what the people come for. So let's dive into your stories. Okay, first one says, one time I was wearing my husband's pajama jeans around the house, but I had to go outside our apartment and get the mail, but I didn't want to change because it would literally take me 3 minutes. And I walked past this couple that were like, quote, cool people. And I forgot I was even wearing them until their girl goes, oh, I like your pants. They look so comfy. I was like, lady, these are not my everyday pants. My husband used to have a pair of pajama jeans as well, and I would wear them around, and they didn't look like jeans though. Like, they looked like a pair of just like plain pajama bottoms with a literal printed picture of a jean pattern on them. Like, they were not convincing at all. They were, however, extremely comfy, so whatever. And you know what's worse than anything in the world is trying to impress cool people. And it's embarrassing enough as it is when you're a kid and you're trying to impress the cool people. But when you're an adult and you're trying to look cool in front of other cool adults, that's just, it just is like an extra kick in the gut, because like, you're a grown up. You should have figured out how to be cool by now, right? Like, you shouldn't be still embarrassing yourself with pajama jeans. All right. So I understand. Oh, and then you had to continue seeing this person, I'm sure. And they were like, yep, there's the girl that wears pajama jeans. She's really cool. Okay. Next one says, I was attending a work conference and it was a fairly nice one. Catered breakfast, name tags, the works. I'd had a really early morning trying to get there on time. I try to act all professional, like, yeah, I do this sort of thing all the time. When about 5 minutes into the first meeting, I get this weird itch around my neck. I look down, my shirt is inside out. Tag flopping around like a little flag of shame. Seems just absolutely screaming, this guy's an idiot. And of course, I'm sitting right up front like the model employee I am. Had to sit there for the next hour pretending everything was normal while I looked like I got dressed in the dark during an earthquake. I wish I could say that I've never put on a shirt or pants inside out, but I can't. I cannot stand before you and tell you that I've never done this, because I absolutely have. I have never done it at like a function where it's important how I look, like this person did. Like, they not only were at a conference, but like a work conference, and it was supposed to be nice, and they noticed our shirts on inside out. Like, that's embarrassing. And I wish we could be like little kids, because if you guys notice, little kids don't give a shit when their clothes are inside out. They don't care. And so like, why do adults care? Like, I'm still wearing something, right? Like, why isn't it cool if I just wear it inside out? Like, why does that make me less professional? I don't know. Anyway, one time was wearing leggings inside out, and they didn't have a tag on them, but they have like a printed tag, you know what I mean? And you could absolutely see the printed tag. I wore them to the gym and did like a whole workout class, and you could see the printed tag on the back of my tailbone the whole class. And I'm sure people were like, this girl is a moron, because I can see that she wears size extra large or whatever. I'm just kidding. I don't know what size I was with. I'm sure people were thinking, this girl is a moron because I can see that she wears whatever. And, oh, you know, those moments are just, they're just fun. They just make life more interesting, right? That's what life's all about, is looking like an idiot. Okay, next one says, I was a football manager in high school. Finished practice one night and I realized I had a nice tear down the butt of my jeans. No idea when it happened. Oh, this is the worst, when you don't know when it happened. When you have something wrong with your wardrobe, or you have something on your face and you're like, how long has this been here? Like, how long? And you know what? A big middle finger to the people who noticed and didn't tell you. Because there was people that absolutely knew that you had a rip down the butt of your jeans and they didn't tell you. And those people are going to the bad place in my mind, because if someone has a rip in their pants, you need to tell them. Like, that's a problem for sure. And you can do it kindly. You can just like pull them. You don't have to point it out to the whole world and be like, look, that girl has a hole in her butt. No, you can kindly like go over to her to say, hey, I just wanted you to know, so you're not walking around with it, but you have a tear in your pants. And yeah, you should go check that out. So, you know what? I blame this on the football players and the coaches for not letting you know. Although it would be weird. I could see where boys wouldn't do this, because like, boys and girls, especially like football coaches, they're like, I don't want to get arrested if I tell this girl she has a, like, I was looking at her butt. So yeah, I guess whatever. I guess it's That's technicality, but still, if you guys ever notice that someone has a tear in their clothing in like an inappropriate spot, you should tell them for sure. You should tell them. That's the kind thing to do. Next one. I had this super cute button-down dress that I loved, and I always wore this slip just to be safe. Me and my roommates decided we all felt cute and needed a picture, and when I looked at the picture later that night, I noticed my dress was unbuttoned, and my whole boob was hanging out of one of the buttons. The slip was just barely hanging on to the nipple and my decency. I'm trying to, like, picture this, not in a pervy way, but, like, I don't understand. Like, just one button was undone, and your boob just was like, this is my chance. This is my chance to be seen. And so it's like poking through, or like, was it all the way unbuttoned till then? Let me look. Okay. Then my dress was unbuttoned. Yeah. Dress was unbuttoned and your boob was hanging out. Oh, it gets funnier every time I read it, but this is definitely like when you're a nursing mom and you have clothes that are like nursing friendly, it's always a fear of mine that I'm gonna like not tuck it in correctly again or something like that. And this is gonna happen. My boob's gonna be out and I'm not gonna know. This does remind me though of a time. I am all about, do not get me wrong. Okay, guys, I need to preface this story. Do not get me wrong. I am all about breastfeeding in public. However you want to do it, totally fine. If you want to not cover up, cool. I'm cool with it. I understand that it makes some people uncomfortable. Guess what? That's not the breastfeeding mom's problem. That's the person who is uncomfortable's problem. I will cover up when I'm around certain people, like family and stuff, because I just don't want to deal with that. And like, I don't know. But I know that there's some people who they can't feed their baby if they're covered up. They just can't do it. And so whatever. I am all about whatever the mom wants to do. Okay. Some people may disagree with me. Fine, whatever. Anyway, I was at church one time and there was this lady. She had like 15 kids, okay? And she was nursing her baby, which is fine. I don't care. She had no cover on and it was fine. We were in Sunday school and the chairs are like super close together. Like they're touching and we basically had to be elbow to elbow. So my husband's sitting next to this woman and she goes and like to burp her baby and like the baby unlatches, obviously. And usually when I'm breastfeeding, I'll like kind of tuck it back in while I'm burping. She didn't. She just left it out while she's burping her baby. It's like bouncing and it's basically touching my husband's elbow. Like, and he's just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like, I don't want to just sit here and stare at her boob, but like it's practically touching me. So anyway, I just thought it was funny. I do understand, though, how it could make people a little uncomfortable, but we also need to be respectful of mothers and that it's not a weird thing. And if they choose to breastfeed without a cover, that's their choice. And there's nothing you can do about it. So you just have to get over it and be respectful and be a grown up about it. Okay. All right. Like we were total grown ups about that situation. Oh, okay, moving on. Next one says, I went to a bouncy house place with my little brother for a birthday party. Tried to slide out of the bouncy house and the top of my shirt pulled all the way down and showed off the goods. Luckily, I don't think anybody saw. I'm just picturing like bouncing around in a bouncy house and then your top just flops open and you're like, okay, well, there's my titties and everybody just saw them and you're at a bouncy house place where there's a lot of kids. So I also really hope that nobody saw because you could go to jail for sure for public indecency. I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody in their right mind would like call the cops on that, right? Like everyone would know that it's an accident for sure, right? Like I would hope so. Moral of the story, wear the tightest sports bra you possibly can when you go to a bouncy house. That's it. That's all you have to do. Okay, next one says, I was subbing as a primary chorister. It was winter, so I had on thick tights to keep my legs warm under my wrap skirt. I was pretty into the song we were singing when one of the primary teachers on the front row told me my skirt was falling off. I looked down, and sure enough, the tie on my wrap skirt had untied, and my skirt was halfway off my body. The only thing holding it on was my sweater, which happened to be a little tight on the bottom. I was so embarrassed and so glad it didn't fall completely off. I'm just like imagining it falling completely off and the kids being like they would probably scream. They would probably scream just because that's how kids react to things. They scream. And yeah, that. Oh, church is often a place of mishaps because skirts, you know, when you're moving around, especially in the primary and you're wearing a skirt, I feel like that can be a problem for sure. Like, you have to sit on the little tiny chairs sometimes, and like, you can't wear a skirt that is like knee length because then people can see your undies sometimes, right? Or one time I was at church and I bent down to get something. I was wearing a long skirt and my heels stepped on the back of my skirt and I didn't notice. So when I stood up, it like pulled my skirt down over my butt. I grabbed it really quick. There's no way anybody saw because I was by myself. There was no one in the hallway. But I was thinking to myself, like, what if that had happened in front of people? Like, that would have been so embarrassing. So I feel for you that this happened. I mean, also, you were wearing very thick tights, so maybe that's why you didn't feel it, right? Like, I feel like you would know if your skirt had untied, but maybe the thick tights made it so you couldn't feel it. But also, the thick tights were probably good because they probably covered some stuff up. So be thankful for those tights. And moral of the story, make sure you tie your wrap dress really, really tight. And don't get too into a primary song because then you won't feel when your clothes are falling off. Okay, next one says, this has happened to me multiple times. I'm a chubby girl, so my thighs rub together. I've been wearing jeans or shorts and bent down or stretched or moved just right and would hear the dreaded sound of the thigh part of my jeans ripping out. And not just a little tear either, like a giant hole. I have had to run home and change my pants and then go back to work. I should just keep a spare pair in my office at this point. Here's a big PSA to the people who create jeans or make jeans. They need reinforcements in the crotch area, okay? Because the chubby girl community, chubby thighs community, thick thighs community, whatever you want to call it, we need reinforcements. Because I can't tell you how many times a perfectly good pair of jeans I've had to retire because it has a freaking hole in the crotch because my thighs rub together and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not gonna walk you know, like a hick so that my jeans don't rub, you know, a hole. I'm gonna walk like a normal person, and they need the jean people need to figure that out. It's on them. It's not on you. Okay. It's not your fault that your thighs rub together. That's how your body is, and you shouldn't have to go through that many pair of shorts or jeans or whatever it is. And I have been there, though. I don't think I've ever been in public when that happens, but I've definitely like been at home putting on my favorite pair of jeans and I'm like getting ready to leave and I bend over or something and to put my shoes on. I'm like being super specific. Anyway, my jeans have ripped in the crotch. And I also have known people, many people, actually. I know one person in particular who their jeans were ripped at work and they couldn't really go home. So they used electrical tape to tape it closed. And I'm pretty sure they've done that more than once. So if you have electrical tape around, I've heard that that works. Okay. Next one says, it wasn't me, but another girl. I was on a beach in Kauai. I think that's how you say that. It's in Hawaii. I was on a beach in Kauai and the waves were getting a little intense. This was a young girl, maybe 13. You could tell that she was a little uncomfy in her skin because she was developing her woman body. I had felt similar when I was younger because I developed faster than my peers. She finally got enough to play in the water and had been in for about 15 minutes. One wave caught her, though, and her breasts completely fell out of her top. Poor thing didn't realize for a minute either. When she did, she scooped them back into her swim top and sat down the rest of the time at the beach. I looked away so fast so she didn't think any of my group was watching. I felt so bad she didn't get back in the water. I'm sure this happens constantly to people. Yeah, I'm sure that this does happen because swimsuits are not made for boobs. They're just simply not. Like, I have yet to encounter a swimsuit that I'm like, my boobs feel 100% comfy and secure in this swimsuit. Unless I'm like wearing a sports bra underneath it. And I, if I spent a little bit more money, maybe I would. I just hate to drop like $150 on a swimsuit because I don't go swimming very often. So whatever. But yeah, I wish I could just tell all young girls, like, when you're wearing a swimsuit, make sure it's tight because it will happen. Your swimsuit will come down and you will be exposed if you're not wearing a tight swimsuit. Or if you're going to be doing, I feel like there's different kinds of swimsuits for different kind of activities. If you're going to like a pool and you plan on just like wading in the water and then tanning most of the time, like a bikini top, bikini bottoms, like more loose fitting, not as supportive, are fine. That's totally appropriate. Any swimsuit you want to wear anytime is appropriate, but it's functional. Okay. It's functional. If you're going to go like wakeboarding or play in the ocean or something, you're going to need something a little bit more secure. Okay. A string bikini may not be the best option for you because it's likely going to come off and you're going to have to deal with the consequences of that, I guess. Okay. Let's move on. Next one says, when I was breastfeeding, I didn't tuck my boob in all the way and answered the door with half of it hanging out. Oh, like I was saying, this is my fear sometimes because once you've been breastfeeding for so long, you like forget that not everybody sees boobs all the time. You just kind of forget. And so you just, I don't know, you just get used to your boob being out. You get used to pulling it out. You get used to tucking it in. And, you know, sometimes mistakes happen. Sometimes mistakes happen. And, you know, whoever answered that door, they got a show. They got a show along with, you know, talking to you. So lucky for them. Yeah, this is definitely, I think, a lot of breastfeeding moms' fear is that we won't get it all the way tucked in. So, you know, just make sure everything is good when you're done. Okay, next one. Says, I went to the store after sitting on chocolate, so it looked like I pooped my pants. I know who this is, I think. I'm pretty sure. Because we were just talking about it the other day. And I haven't done this to my butt. Okay, bear with me. I haven't had chocolate in other places. But one time I was eating a chocolate donut and I got it on my cheek. And you guys want to know how I found out? Not when I went to Walmart and shopped for an hour. Not when I went to the bank. When I went to the Soda Shack drive-thru. The girl at the window was like, hey, you have something on your face. And I was like, okay. So I look in my rearview mirror. There's a piece of chocolate. There's a piece of chocolate on my cheek. And I went everywhere. It couldn't even pass as a mole. It was like 100% absolutely chocolate. So again, big middle finger to the people who saw me and didn't tell me. Because you should just do a girl solid and tell them. Okay. Although I do understand how it would be awkward to like literally stop someone and be like, hey, you have chocolate on your face. So whatever. But like when I'm talking to the lady at the bank, she could have told me. She absolutely could have told me that there was something on my face. So I'm mad at her. Okay. Next one says, I was wearing a bikini and I was on my period. I was about to leave and realized I hadn't put a tampon back in. So I ran to the bathroom to do so and I just quickly pulled my bottoms to the side and put it in. Then I was at the lake jumping off the dock and the string was hanging out of my bottoms for a good hour or two until my sister noticed. A lot of people around the whole time. I wanted to die. You know, I bet a lot of people didn't notice. I would bet a lot of people didn't notice. And if they did, I mean, it's easy to say who cares because it didn't happen to me. I would probably absolutely care. But it's natural. It's natural to wear tampons. Like, I guess not natural, but it's normal. It's normal to wear tampons. It's normal to have a period. So hopefully those people weren't judging too hard because, you know, as a woman, things can happen, okay? Especially period related. I had a whole episode on Call Your Sisters about period stories. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of mishaps happen when women are on their periods. It just happens. And I'm so sorry, though. This is I've known people who will cut the string when they go swimming on their tampon. And I'm like, but what if it gets stuck? Like, how do you get it out? That was always my fear, that it was going to get like lost in there, you know? I had no idea. Also, I did not know. Okay. This is kind of TMI. This is TMI for sure. But when I was a kid and I would go to the temple and do like baptisms for the dead. If you don't know what it is, it's a thing in the LDS church that youth go like get baptized for people who have passed away. Anyway, I was doing baptisms for the dead and I was on my period and I had to wear a tampon. And then I didn't think that after I was done being in the water, I should change it. I just didn't think about it. I just bore it home. And it, when you're in the water, it absorbs water. Okay. So like the tampon was then full and it started to leak on our way home because it was full of water. So if you guys are ever somewhere and you're swimming, change your tampon often and immediately after you get out of the water, because first of all, hygiene, you should do that for sure if you're getting water places. And second of all, it could leak. So there you go. Okay, next one says, my first pap smear, I wore a cropped sweater and I didn't know that when the doctor and nurse walked back in to do the procedure, they'd see my naked butt cheeks on the back of the exam table. They only gave me a small blanket to cover the top of me, so my entire lower back and butt cheeks were seen. Anytime a friend says they're going to get in for an exam, I remind them to wear a long shirt. Yeah, I've done this before where I wear a short shirt and I'm like, my butt crack is showing. And it's worse because, you know, when you're sitting down and your butt gets like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to be very descriptive right now. And I hope that I'm not the only person that this happens to, but you get like cellulite, like on my thighs. When I sit down, I'll get like cellulite on the sides. Same thing happens with my butt cheeks, okay? When I'm sitting down, I'm sure they could see like the little tiny part of my butt crack and just my cheeks full of cellulite. And I'm sure it's a sight to see. I'm sure though that they see it a lot, but it's different when it's you, you know? It's embarrassing for sure. And it's not like I'm going to put my hand back there and be like, don't look, because I feel like that would be worse, right? It'd be worse if I put my hand back there. And you're right. They only give you a stupid little paper thing. And not only is it stupid and little, I mean, actually, it's pretty big, but it's like, it's see-through. I'm like, what is the point of this stupid thing? Because it's see-through. It's totally see-through. So whatever. They should give us better covering options than a see-through little piece of paper. It's not even paper. It's just, I don't know what it is. Okay. Next one. This is the last one. And this one has been shared before on Call Your Sisters, but they submitted it again, which I appreciate because it's one of my favorite stories that we've read. Okay, it says, I was going to the gym early one morning and I had lost some weight and was really feeling myself. As I was walking to the gym, the girl at the counter gave me this funny look and I thought, oh, she must be jealous and think that I look good. Then she says, excuse me, your cup holder is still on your cup. So instead of doing the walk back to my car, I just left it with her at the desk and went to start my lift. People kept staring at me and I just thought they all had the same thought as me, that I was looking good. When I went home and decided to do a little mirror selfie, and lo and behold, my pants were on inside out and the camel toe stopper or pad, which was white and my pants were red, was just saying hello to the world. Okay, so they had their pants on inside out. And you guys know, when I first read the story for the very first time, I was like, what is a camel toe stopper? I have never heard that term in my life. Okay, is that a thing? Is that what you guys call it? Like, you know, in like underwear sometimes or leggings, they'll have like a little extra piece of fabric on the inside of like the crotch area. Is that to prevent a camel toe? Is that what that's for? Because I had no idea. I had no idea that that's what that was for. I mean, what else? I just thought it was like an extra piece of fabric, you know, for the crotch, because that makes sense to me. But apparently some people use it as a way to stop a camel toe. And it's probably, it might have been just as effective if you were in them inside out, but also very contrasting for it to be white and your leggings to be red. So 100% people saw it. 100% people saw the little thing on your leggings. And that is just my worst nightmare, truthfully. Like I said, I've worn leggings inside out, but they didn't have a camel toe stopper. They didn't have that. So it wasn't that obvious that my leggings were inside out unless you were standing directly behind me and you could see the tack. But yeah, I also hate this when you have like, you're confident, you're feeling good, and then you go home and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I actually look like a freaking moron. Like something, my hair looks stupid, or my outfit actually looks so dumb, or my camel toe stopper showing. You know, I hate when that happens. But really, having a false sense of confidence and then having it just, you know, torn down so violently is very humbling, to say the least. And it took me a while when I first heard this story too to understand what you're saying, like your cup holder is still on your cup. But I think what they mean is like they set their cup down in their car and then when they pulled it up, the like cup thing that goes in your cup car holder, like the rubber thing, came out with that. So they're just walking in with their camel toe stopper on display and their cup with the thing stuck on it. And I don't know. I just, I know that that kind of stuff has happened to other people too. So you shouldn't feel ashamed. Okay. And also kudos to you for wearing colored leggings to the gym. Like if I even dare to like think of a color, then, you know, my butt crack starts sweating for sure. Like I can't wear a colored legging to the gym. Absolutely not. Because I sweat a lot, and you will see the evidence of that on my leggings. And I'm not about that. I'm not about to put on display where I sweat. Okay. It's very, very intimate and private. Okay. Let's move on to actually nothing. That was the last story I had for you guys. So thank you for listening, and I love and appreciate every single one of you, and I hope that you guys have a great week. It's the first week of August, by the way. Happy August to everybody who, you know, is alive. Okay, love you guys. See you next week. Bye.